From the roots up, CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto.
All right, Taylor Report. CIUT 89.5 FM. I am Phil Taylor, your host. And we're going to be talking later in the show to the man we always call the bluesologist. It's coming to the end of Black History Month, and Norman Otis Richmond is going to talk to us about Paul Robeson, a very important figure in the struggle both in against racism in the United States and the struggle of African people against colonialism, a brave individual who suffered a great deal for his conscience. He and others once brought to the United Nations an indictment of the U.S. for having practiced and practicing genocide at the time that they did it. America was legally segregated. That is to say, it was an apartheid. It had an apartheid system, very proudly, by the way. So we'll be talking to Norman. He's going to be talking also about some prominent musicians that we need to know about. He's not called a bluesologist for nothing. I have an announcement or two. Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War has had a very good event connecting the dots, resisting the U.S.-NATO agenda in Ukraine and West Asia, and that will be posted to the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website today. Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website, and if you want the short form of that, that's HCSW, HCSW.ca. and also, on Saturday at 12 noon, March the 4th, there will be a demonstration. The label, I believe, is End the Siege. It has to do with the U.S. and Canada and other Western states, basically the NATO group, sanctioning Syria so severely, that even when you have a humanitarian disaster, an earthquake, which has just recently struck Turkey and Syria, donors are put in a very difficult position, because while rhetorically there are those who pretend that they're not actually going to get in the way of providing humanitarian aid, in fact, they do. And as a matter of fact, if you read Stephen Sahuni, who we've interviewed on this show, he's based in Syria, there is aid that is designated for Syria, which ends up in a enclave controlled by terrorists, backed by the United States, and in that corner, aid is provided and made use of by the armed groups who have carried out terror campaigns against the government of Syria. And we always want to remember, too, that the United States is occupying, the United States military is occupying about a third of Syrian territory. In that territory are major wheat-producing areas, and also, of course, oil. You will recall, if you weren't born yesterday, that Donald Trump said, we, of course, are going to take the oil. And they did, and do. And now we have a new president. This one wears aviator glasses, makes him different. He says they'll continue that. And so they are robbing a country, also while imposing illegal sanctions on it. But meanwhile, they are trumpeting themselves as the defenders of democracy and values, etc. So this demonstration, 12 noon, Saturday, March the 4th, will call on an ending of the siege. And of course, to end it would require democratic action by the people of Canada and by the United States, because the small group of people who run the country, the countries, have made these decisions, and they have to be reversed. They can't be reversed by a phone call to the president, Canadian president, Joe Biden, nor to the prime minister, his deputy, because they're the ones who put them in place, and they're the ones with no ears to hear, no eyes to see the humanitarian disaster. As a matter of fact, they regard most disasters of this type as a blessing. That's a fact, a blessing. Blowing up a pipeline in area of near Sweden, the Baltic area, the pipeline Nord Stream 2, they call that a blessing. Then nobody says, or I should say, certainly the media do not ask them, did you do that? They just smile and they say, it's a blessing. Victoria Nuland, Secretary of State Blinken. While I'm saying the name Blinken, I want to make sure I say something about him. Blinken's father was actually the more influential. He's the guy who set Blinken on his little career. But the father, late in his life, not too many years ago, wrote an article titled America Can Win a Two-Front War. And he meant China-Russia. That's a very provocative thesis. That was the father of Blinken. And it is, I would say, it is the thinking of Blinken and Biden and Victoria Nuland. And I suppose they consult or tell Prime Minister Trudeau that what they're going to do. And I don't have to suppose that he will say yes, because he knows which side his bread is buttered on.